You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's time for another Executive Lounge segment, and as always, we try to speak to some of the best executives that we can find to get insights around who they are when they're not building empires and when they're not building big businesses. I'm joined on the line by co-founder of the Human Touch consultancy firm, Maggie Mojapelo, to take a look at what she does and how long she's been doing it for. Good evening, Maggie. Thanks so much for taking the time. You've got a career in human resources and human capital that spans over 3 decades. How did you get into that?
You know, it was by design. I always tell people that this was by design. Many years ago, I met the man of my life at the university who was studying industrial psychology. And as I was listening at that time, I was doing a teaching degree. And I actually said to him, when listening to what you're talking about, this is something I would have loved to do. But unfortunately, at that time, I had already registered. And I told myself, this is a career. This is a study. At that time, I didn't even think about it as a career. I thought about it as the education I want to pursue. And definitely, he really supported me. I found myself transitioning from teaching that I did for 7 years into studying psychology, into being appointed into a company called Lechabile, which was a partnership between IBM and Lechabile and Boston, where I was a training manager for their training department. And after a year, that project was absorbed into IBM, and I was privileged that it reported to HR. And, you know, having great leaders that see potential in you, it enabled me, for my boss at that time being in Polatlape, to see the potential that I have and really put me into different opportunities, even though I did not have the expertise. But she really said, I'm giving you these different opportunities within HR, where I became a specialist in different areas such as learning and development, such as career management, but enabling me to partner with the right people that can really support me to be the best of who I want to be. And seeing that you don't have to have it, but you just have to have the opportunity to want to learn, it really gave me the opportunity to really start looking at, you know what, it's always, where is the opportunity for me to do something else? And the where is the opportunity to find someone who has done it and learn it? And I tell you, since then, I think it really enabled me to push myself all the time beyond, push myself beyond boundaries, where I found myself within 6 years of being in the profession, stepping into a leadership role of HR, where I was promoted within Avon, Justine. And from there, I mean, Avon, Nedbank, and Coca-Cola. And I was asked to lead big transformational stuff in those companies. I mean, for Avon, I had to lead the integration of Avon and Justine. For Nedbank, lead the integration of the 4 banks from a technology perspective. For Coca-Cola, to lead the running of the preparation and the running and the handover of the FIFA World Cup 2010, and then stepping into my own company, the Human Touch. So you can hear, it's a career that was inspired, but that inspiration really was supported by me taking ownership of what I want and how I want it, but also partnering with other experts around me who were just willing to be there and support me to help me to be where I am today.
Human capital, the unsung asset within a business. Absolutely. Enough about work, Maggie. Let's look at some of the personal aspects of life. You mentioned that you met your partner at university. It was love at first sight, as you put it. How do you wind down with your partner and with your family and with your loved ones when you're not busy transforming organizations? What do you do to take your mind off of work?
One of my motto is be where you have to be fully. I think one of the things I celebrate, I'll be turning 60 in the next 2 weeks. And when I think about my 60th, I have tears in my eyes because I really feel every aspect of my life is what I want it to be. For example, my husband, we've been together. This year would be our 40th year together. And I celebrate the man that I've been with. Every minute that I've spent with him, we wind up, we travel together. We do a lot of things together. A beautiful family, my kids that I spend time with. I've got good friends that we met from primary to this day. A good family, both my in-laws and my husband's side. I come from a very big family and I'm married to a big family. I've got friends from big families who I happen to be part. So lots of times, if I'm not at work, really my weekends, it's about connecting, it's about spending good time with my husband, it's about traveling, it's about really being at home. I love cooking, that's another thing, and I love interior design. So those are the things that I spend time on, and I love reading, and I really, really love spending quality time with friends. I love entertaining, and some of my friends have always said, you enjoy entertaining, and for me, I don't do it because I just want to entertain. I do it because I care about people that are around me. So one of the things that I think I was raised by love. That's what it is, because I was the first grandchild, having many aunts that everywhere where I ever gone, I go, they make me feel loved. So it's just so easy for me to give the love and really spend on things that are igniting my heart, that enable me to care, to love. Also, I love my spiritual time. I really sit every morning. I can tell you I spend close to 2 hours just reading my Bible, loving what I'm learning, and also just posting on the things I've learned, just to make sure I share the beauty that I feel in me on a daily basis. So I think I've lived quite a good balanced life when coming to that, and I continue to live it. And I think as I turn 40, one of the things that is priority is, how do I look after Meggy even better and make sure that Meggy become a more of a value to other people, but in a manner that I'm enjoying and everyone is enjoying me at the same time. So spending time with a man that also really put his time aside to make me feel special. It just makes me special. And I always tell, and I also mentor young people. I do quite a lot. Like I do marriage counseling. I do executive coaching while I'm also running training projects. I'm also consulting and I also sit on boards, which I also enjoy quite a lot, because I feel I add a lot more value with a whole lot of things that I've learned over the years. So I'm loving what I do every day. I really love my life. I enjoy my life every day. So I don't know whether that just gives you and make you feel what I'm feeling at the moment.
No, absolutely. It definitely comes through that you have a strong passion for everything that you put your mind to, and you don't stop until you achieve exactly it is what you want to achieve. Maggie, where's your favorite destination that you've traveled to?
Now you're asking me such a question. So many. But the latest that we traveled a month ago with my husband, we went to Prague. We enjoyed it and we told ourselves we're going to go back. I mean, initially I would have told you we did a Caribbean cruise. I loved it. We went to Singapore. I loved it. I went to Hungary. I loved it. But Prague, I want to go back again. It's beautiful. I really feel people there are just aligned with who I am. People are just there, connected to where they are. If people live where they are and they enjoy where they are at any given time. So I really feel I want to go back again. Prague is my best. But to be honest, there's still a lot I love in South Africa. You know, I just love walking in the bush and being in the bush where nature is. So also that I enjoy a lot.
A lover of life and a lover of people. I think that is the perfect way to leave our conversation. Thank you, Maggie, so much for the time and for the insights. That is Maggie Mojapelo, who is the co-founder at the Human Touch consulting firm, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.